Now, this afternoon, the Taoiseach will make a formal state apology in the Dáil to the women who were affected by the cervical check crisis and to their families. The screening service failed to tell women that their original screening slides had been reviewed and that some of the women would have benefited from earlier care. Vicky Phelan, Stephen Teep and Lorraine Walsh will be in Leinster House to hear Leo Varadkar's apology firsthand. In a few moments, we'll talk about that with our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. But first, a look back at how these failures first emerged, beginning in April 2018, when a Limerick mother of two settled her case at the High Court in Dublin.
There are no winners here today. I am terminally ill and there is no cure for my cancer. My settlement will mostly be spent on buying me time and on paying for clinical trials to keep me alive and to allow me to spend more time with my children. Mistakes can and do happen, but the conduct of cervical check and the HSE in my case and in the case of at least 10 other women who we know about is unforgivable.
Cervical cancer controversy. 162 of the 208 women were not told about a potential delay in their diagnosis.
There have been 17 deaths confirmed amongst that cohort.
There is a real sense here that we have had a situation where information that's been relayed to me and that I've relayed truthfully to the Irish people has then been replaced by further information. And as I say, that's made me as mad as hell, not because of the difficulty it's caused me, but because of the difficulty it's caused women throughout the country.
Today, the government moved to establish a HICWA inquiry to find out how this happened. But for many, whatever the answer, it's too late, as the opposition pointed out in the Dáil.
Essentially, in not informing the women, their families have been deprived of vital information. Because when a family loses a mother, they lose a lot.
When we were told about these audits and the misreading of these smears, it was essentially goodbye and God bless, get out of here now, you're done. You know, I've delivered the news. There was absolutely no support services or anything offered to us, my boys, Irene's parents.
Meanwhile, the State Claims Agency defended its actions in the Vicky Phelan case at the Joint Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure and Reform today.
In addition to Ms. Phelan's now concluded case, we are managing 9 other similar cases, and we are aware of 1 additional case where a formal claim has not yet been made.
What the State's Claims Agency should be doing is you should be settling with each and every one of them, and then what you should be doing is suing the lab in America.
I don't want to give myself a pat on the back, but I knew I had what it was in me to tackle them. When this kicked off, I said, there's no way I'm letting people away with this. And my Morning Ireland interview was the 10th of May, and here we are on the 29th of June, and I have 7.5 million. I had an apology from Quest. I had an apology from the HSE. My children are taken care of, which is what all parents want.
And can I ask you probably the most important and the most simple question today? How are you?
I'm really good. I was ready to go 10 rounds with these guys. I was ready.
What do you think the Taoiseach will say today?
Well, I think this is quite a momentous step and quite unprecedented. And the thing that has been missing in the middle is someone actually saying, like, we're very sorry and apologising and really meaning it for what went wrong and the trauma that these women and their families were subjected to.
And that was Dr. Gabriel Scally, the author of 2 reports into the cervical check crisis. He was speaking there to Rachel English on today's Morning Ireland. And that look back was compiled by our reporter, Laura Whelan. And with me, as I said, our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers. There's been so much heartbreak throughout this whole episode, Fergal. Gabriel Scally called it a most disturbing episode in healthcare, because it wasn't just what happened or what didn't happen in terms of cervical screening. It was also the way that the women were treated.
Yes, I mean, this controversy, it became public a year and a half ago. And as you say, so much has happened. It has convulsed the cervical check service, and yet it has to continue because it's a life-saving programme. With the detail that emerged because Vicky Phelan wouldn't sign a confidentiality clause in her High Court settlement of April last year, we learned that Cervical Check had conducted a 10-year audit of slides and that some of the women might have benefited from earlier intervention and the women hadn't been told. about the audit. All of the women knew they had cervical cancer. None was finding out for the first time. That's important to say that. But we also know a number of women have died. So it led to a crisis of confidence in the programme. The government deciding to offer free repeat screening, which led to backlogs, thankfully largely cleared now. Two major reports by Dr. Gabriel Scally and one recently by Professor Breen McCrae on the delays to test results because of IT glitches and today's formal state apology.
What might we expect the Taoiseach to say this afternoon? Do we have any idea of that? And also, do the campaigners who are going to be in the Dáil, Vicky Phelan, Stephen Teep, Lorraine Walsh, have they been briefed on what the government's about to say? Because their response will be critical, won't it?
It will. The Taoiseach and Minister for Health have apologised before, but a formal state apology is a significant event. It's going to be interesting to see how the apology is couched. Will it be directed at all those affected by the original problem and also by more recent backlogs, IT glitches and late results? The Taoiseach has held several meetings with people directly affected, so the apology should be informed by that too. Campaigners haven't seen the text of this apology, but they're hopeful it'll be positive after all the hard days they've endured, the anxiety, the upset. And from the government's perspective, it wants the apology to be meaningful and accepted. It's notable that on the listing of the apology in the Oireachtas Diary under government business today at 3 o'clock, it's for the quote, women and families affected by the cervical check debacle. Their word, the government's word. Around 80 of the 221 plus women and families will be in the Dáil Gallery, so this apology will be seen as an important part of the healing process.
Indeed, and so that will be going on this afternoon, and you'll be reporting on all that for us, Fergal. But in terms of Gabriel Scally's recommendations, in terms of the move to a better test, the HPV test, where are we with cervical screening?
Well, Dr. Scally said his recommendations are being implemented, and he's reviewing the programme of implementation, and he says progress is impressive. So he hopes faith in the service will be restored. We still have the results of that independent review of 1,000 slides by a UK team currently being issued to women. Other cases before the courts involving the state, labs and other parties. So battles go on, as it were, despite the fact there will be a state apology. A tribunal of compensation is due to get up and running soon once the outcome of an appeal on a High Court ruling is known. And a move to HPV screening, which has been long promised, which would provide a much improved system, is due to happen next year.
Fergal, thank you very much indeed. Our health correspondent, Fergal Barr, is there.